This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. There's a solar eclipse beginning on the morning of the 1st of September at 9:43. But before you get too excited, this is not a full eclipse. In fact, it won't be full from anywhere on Earth. If you were in Madagascar, you would experience an annular eclipse where there's a kind of ring left around the moon. But unless the moon completely covers the sun, it's not total, and you don't get that lovely darkening sepia spookiness. What you will see from here, though, is a partial eclipse where the moon bites into the base of the sun, and by 10:48 it will reach its maximum coverage, and by noon it will have left the sun to itself completely. So it's around for 2.5 hours, so get your eclipse viewing glasses out and take a peek. It's quite mystical. It can leave one with a real sense of massive cosmic things going on without our knowledge or control. What I find odd about eclipses is that during the day you may see nothing of the moon as it approaches the sun, and suddenly, as you're watching through the glasses, of course, part of the sun is blackened out, and you think, wait a minute, what did that? So if you don't have any eclipse glasses, you can trot along to the South African Astronomical Observatory in Observatory and ask for some, but they're also holding a viewing event at CPUT at the Cape Peninsula University of Technology there in Gardens. We are treated to not one, but two eclipses this month, as on the 16th of September it's the turn of the Earth to get in the way between the Sun and the Moon, when we have a penumbral lunar eclipse. It starts at 18:49 and reaches a maximum at 20:54 as the Earth's shadow clips the edge of the Moon and moves over it slowly, and it will have left entirely by 22:57, during which time the moon might start turning slightly red. But as it's a penumbral lunar eclipse, the moon moves through the faint outer part of the Earth's shadow. And this type of eclipse is often mistaken for a full moon, and you may not be able to detect any difference with the naked eye, but it should be something nice to look at anyway. And other things to look at, we have naked eye planets this month. You may catch Venus, a bit of Jupiter if you have a good westerly horizon, and Mercury chasing down the setting sun, all somewhere between the constellations of Leo and Virgo. Mars and Saturn are sitting close by each other, and also close to the massive red star Antares in Scorpius, so called because it looks like Mars being so red in the sky. And so it was named Anti-Mars or Antares by the Romans. They'll be setting around midnight. On the 3rd, you might like to view a pretty sight, which will be the crescent moon and Venus setting in the evening. So those romantically inclined, take a drive along Camps Bay Road to Llandudno and gaze out to the ocean with your beloved and watch the moon and Venus drop into the sea. Certainly worse ways to spend the evening. The big news right now is that a planet in the habitable zone has been found orbiting around our nearest star. This is fabulously exciting, as it means travelling to a distant planet is actually not science fiction, but it could be indeed science fact. Plus, this particular planet has the characteristics which mean it might support water and therefore life. Proxima Centauri is our closest star at a mere 4.2 something light years away in the constellation of Centaurus. You need a powerful telescope to see this star, but you can see its neighbours Alpha and Beta Centaurus very easily, even from the city lights. These are the famous pointer stars, which are very bright and not far from the Southern Cross. Well, 4.2 light years may sound fairly close, but actually it's 40 trillion kilometres, and with current technology will take thousands of years to reach. Earlier this year, the billionaire venture capitalist Yuri Milner said he was investing $100 million in studies to develop tiny light-sail spacecraft which could be propelled across the galaxy by lasers. But first, more about this amazing discovery. Proxima B is the name given to this planet, and it's a team of researchers from Queen Mary University of London who used an ultra-precise instrument called HARPS attached to a telescope in Chile. This telescope detects the very faint wobble induced by a star when circling a planet. Their data suggests Proxima B has a mass 1.3 times that of Earth and orbits at a distance of 7.5 million kilometres from the star Proxima, taking 11.2 days only to orbit, so it's whizzing around that star. Now, this is very close compared to Earth, which is at 149 million kilometres from our Sun, but Proxima Centauri is what is termed a red dwarf star. It is much reduced in size and dimmer compared to our Sun, so a planet can be nearer and still enjoy conditions that are potentially as benign as those on Earth. So whether the temperatures on Proxima B are favourable for life to exist is going to depend on the presence of an atmosphere. And of course, a lot more work is going to now focus on the more precise conditions enjoyed by this planet and how to get there. So Don't forget the partial eclipse on 1st of September at 9:43 and a lunar eclipse on the 16th of September. For now, it's Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.